Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Twins pregame lineup card as Minnesota welcomes in St. Louis for a three-game series. In our weekly Tale of the Tape segment, we feature a classic Twins game from the past that highlights moments or individuals from the organization's history. Today's features a National Baseball Hall of Famer who went in as a Twin, but ultimately won his only World Series with these Cardinals. Twins curator Clyde Deppner has more on an incredible outing from Jim Cott.
Play ball! The Minnesota Twins are on the air.
May 20th, 1969. The game featured quite the pitching match between Baltimore's Dave McNally and Minnesota's Jim Cott. The two pitchers just matched up 5 days prior, with McNally getting the best of the Twins, allowing just one hit in a complete game shutout. McNally started the game facing the minimum in the first, before Baltimore threatened in the bottom half of the inning with two on and two out, as called by Herb Carneal and Halsey Hall.
Frank Robinson, a third foul at first. Two balls and two strikes. The check of the runner at first. In comes a pitch, and it's strike three called over the inside corner as Cott threaded the needle. So Rettenman goes, and so do the Orioles in the first inning.
The two pitchers traded zeros through the first three innings before the Twins received their first hit from Harmon Killebrew.
Number three, Harmon Killebrew.
McNally throws, Killebrew belts one to left field. That's going to break up the no-hitter. Way back into the seats, a home run. Harmon Killebrew slams his ninth home run of the year, his 25th run batted in, and McNally's dreams of a no-hitter tonight and a shutout go down the drain.
Cott responded by facing the minimum in the fourth, fifth, and sixth before the Orioles finally etched the scoreboard with an unearned run.
Moton swings a line drive that is through Cardinals from the left field. Base hit, and here comes Robinson home with a tying run.
With the Twins still tied at one, Cott continued to work through the Orioles lineup in the 10th and 11th inning before picking up his fourth strikeout of the game in the 12th.
And Cott with a 2-2 pitch, fastball, strike three call. Etchebarren is out of there, and that's four strikeouts for Cott.
The Twins finally plated a run in the 13th on Ted Ulander's RBI single. Of course, Cott was still in the game and extended that lead in the next at-bat.
Nettles on third, Ulander on first, one man out. Here's the stretch, and the pitch to Jim. He swings, and it's a long drive into right center field. It's going deep. Powell way out there is getting under it and makes the catch. Here comes Nettles home, holding at first base is Ulander. It's 3-1.
Cott looked to finish what he started as he towed the hill in the 13th, but was finally met with the Orioles' first earned run.
Here's the windup by Jim Cott. In comes his 2-2 pitch to Blair. Swing, a high drive to left field, way back. It's a home run if it's fair, and it is a home run.
There's a photographer down there. I think he's from one of the news services or a national magazine, taking a picture of Cott going to the dugout with a crowd standing.
A standing ovation in the opposing team's ballpark for 12 remarkable innings. The Minneapolis Tribune beat writer Dave Mona counted Cott's pitches that night and had him at 176. Cott said after the game that he started the game weighing 230 pounds, and he checked the scale after the 12th inning to note that he had lost 12 pounds during the game. Ron Paranowski came on to finish the 13th, who also noted a weight loss after the game of 3.5 ounces.
Obviously, when you pitch 12 innings, and if I threw that many pitches, I probably gave up a lot of hits. Maybe I had deep counts, but I think we were kind of unfazed by it. I feel like if you had say you pitched 12 innings, but you didn't have one inning where you had a lot of traffic or you had deep counts, you could log that kind of, they wouldn't let people do that today, but I can't say that I felt arm-wise, I didn't feel arm-weary. I think it was just because of the heat, I lost a lot of weight, but that happened, you know, during the summer, a lot of times when you pitched on hot, humid days.
That's this week's Tale of the Tape.
It was a different time, as Cott is just one of five Twins pitchers to throw 12 or more innings in a single game. To hear this one in its entirety and others from the Tale of the Tape series, simply search Twins Broadcast on YouTube. Well, coming up next, we hear about the Twin who quietly hit 400 on the last road trip while filling the center field position. That's next on your home for Twins Baseball.